Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's March 1st, 2016, and I'm your host, Paul Filio, here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. Hey, Antoine, how are you doing this week?
Pretty good. You?
I'm doing okay. Life is treating me good. Work is a pain, but that's part of life. Aside from that, I'm hanging in there. Painting miniatures, getting ready for Adepticon.
Lucky you.
Yeah, looking forward to it. All right, so speaking of upcoming events, we got, well, we actually mentioned this last few weeks, so we've got the ND Monthly, actually, this is new, sorry, ND Monthly.
It was mentioned last week.
Yeah. So the ND Monthly, March 19th at L'Abyss, it's a Ninth Age tournament.
Yep.
What do we got for info on that?
2,400 points, $20, including lunch. It's a three or four games day. All the info will be in the show notes. We'll have a link toward the forum post about it.
Awesome. And then next up, the thing we have been mentioning the last few weeks is the Indie Open, number 8, on May 7th and 8th. And that's the multi-day tournament event.
Yep, you have a couple of tournaments over the both days, which are Warhammer 40K and Ninth Age, and a bunch of others which are one-dayers. There's three different War Machine Hordes tournament, a Guild Ball one, Infinity, and X-Wing. On top of that, on the 7th, there will be the painting contest run by Mathieu Fontaine. The name have been changed from Northern Defender Show to Figurine Québec. That's a new name because the whole organization will start to help promote painting in the province and not just run the contest.
Oh, nice.
And the contest is also only a single day. Instead of being both days, it will help as the Sunday is Mother's Day. So having it only on one day is easier for painter, especially for people who come only for the painting. Staying both days is a bit of a stretch. So
Right. Well, at least this year is in Montreal and not in Quebec City.
Yeah.
That'll make things a little bit easier. But for sure, it's nice to only have it on one day so people can still spend time with their mothers on Sunday. So it's probably a smart plan. All right. Let's get on to the news. So first up, as always, we have our non-crowdfunding stuff. Number one on this list is a pretty cool model. So Ninja Division has released the Castellan for Relic Knights. This thing is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's one of the last few releases from the first book. This one is not plastic, it's resin. It's a giant piece, super detailed. And they announced it at the same time as they did the announcement for what's to come during the year. So, pretty interesting.
It seems to be bigger than the Relic Knights are, to be honest.
Oh, it is. And it's supposed to be about the same size as your Diamondback.
Oh, nice.
Or it's at the same scale. However, their new resin stuff seems to be a bit bigger than the plastic. Like you painted during the class was a lot bigger than what we have seen in human form in the plastic one.
Yeah, I think the plastics tend to shrink, right?
Yeah.
Especially with PVCs and stuff, so I think that's the difference.
So I don't know how much bigger it will be compared to the Diamondback, or if they were able to keep the scale pretty similar. But this one is wonderful. Some people were complaining about the low quality in the plastic on the molding on the plastic models, but with the resin ones, there's no reason to complain.
Yeah, well, you can complain about the price, I suppose.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's a pricey model.
Yeah, but it's a giant piece, though.
Yeah, $85 US, so it's gonna be like 130 Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe more like 120 Canadian, but still, and it's costly, but it is gorgeous. I will give it that.
At the same time, they also previewed some picture of Rust Bucket, which is the mech for the Corsairs, which is pretty cool too. So this one we'll probably talk about soon when it gets released for real.
Nice. So. yeah, that poor game. It never really stood a chance. I think people were so upset.
The launch was hard.
Yeah. I think it had some cool mechanics, some cool concepts.
Yeah.
But I think it just never stood a chance because of the poor reception it got.
Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping their second try at it with the rules 1.5 and the new book and the new models will help them. I hope, because the game was fun. There were some kinks in it, but that you had to deal with, but the game itself and the concept were cool.
All right, next up. This kind of made me smile. Wargame exclusive, the Imperial Cars Big Pack. So this totally screams Gene Stealer Cult to me, these things.
Absolutely.
So the timing is kind of perfect. So yeah, tell us about this.
Okay, Wargame exclusive are known for their pinup models for all the races in 40K. But they also do some bits and this new series of cars. So it's 5 luxury car with a 40K gothic look. Things maybe Adam's Family, Judge Dredd, and 40K mixed together.
That's a pretty good analogy, I have to admit.
So big muscle car, not muscle car, like small limos and stuff like that. Pretty cool. Heavily armored. Some are armed too. So I see a Gatling gun on one of them. So really cool models. They're not cheap, but you can get only one instead of taking the whole 5 pack. So,
and they are pretty awesome looking. I want them. I don't even play. I'm never gonna play Gene Stealer Cult, but I still want these things. And you know what? I didn't realize they made other stuff. I saw the release of the cars, but I didn't realize they did bits and other things. I'm kind of poking around their site right now. They have some cool stuff at some really good prices.
Yeah, but they are mostly known for the heavily nude rendition of existing model for 40K, like topless Commissar, topless Tau, female Tau, and stuff like that.
They don't appear to be topless.
Some are.
The ones I'm seeing are all scantily clad or wearing, like, bustiers or whatever.
Oh, there are nipples and stuff like that.
Okay, well, I haven't seen any nipples thus far, but I haven't looked that closely.
If you look, you'll find some.
I was looking at the Tau pinups and stuff. I think they look kind of cool. I'll definitely have to check this out. Wait, hold on. There's pinup Necrons. Let's go take a look at this. robot boobs. Hold on. Oh, yeah, we got robot boobs with robotic nipples.
Oh, one other thing I saw while looking at the cars, they have alternate heads for the Castellans. So if you don't like the big, round, dull heads, they have some more mechanical ones that looks like cyber skulls with all the optics on them. So might not be to your liking, but at least it's different.
Yeah. Well, okay, I got to come back to the site at some point. There's a bunch of stuff I'm thinking about buying now. if their casts are as nice as the pictures on the website, we're checking out. Anyway, back to the news. now that I'm completely distracted, Corvus Belli has released some new models in February for their Infinity line. And as always, they're gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. Two of the release... picked my curiosity. Is it the right way to say it?
Yeah, piqued your curiosity.
Okay. The Devil Dog team, a bunch of I don't remember the exact term, but the antipode or the wolf dog guy, the dog warriors, yeah, for Ariana, and also the San Juan immediate action unit, probably a tag for one of the Japanese faction or the Chinese faction. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's Yujing. Yeah, it's Yujing. Okay. So it's the Chinese faction. So that does look cool because it's got two modes. That robot transforms. Mm-hmm. It's got like a cat-ish mode. But there is some negative feedback about these Devil Dogs, for this box set.
Oh, yeah?
Because it's the same model that comes in the US Ariadna box with an arm swap to give it a shotgun instead.
Okay.
So if you already have the other model, but you want the other profile with the shotgun,
they essentially get the same. Pretty similar, so.
Except with different arms, yeah.
Okay.
So some people are kind of annoyed about that. I understand why you do that. I mean, sculpting models isn't cheap. Making masters isn't cheap.
And those, the Devil Dogs are pretty big, too, so
yeah.
Sculpting all new ones might be a pain.
So I totally get that, but some people are upset about it. Anyway.
At least they offer the option. A lot of the stuff, especially like
there is no alternate model.
There's no alternate model like, for the different weapons.
When I tried the game, you know, there was you had the one SAS model with a bunch of different configs, and you know, it was always like that. And you just kind of said what he had, and you went with it because there was no model, you know, with the equipment load that you wanted.
So anyway, it's the same model, but at least you have the right weapon if you want to.
Yeah.
So
people are picky.
Yeah.
I suppose if you want to field an army with multiple dog warriors in it, it's going to look odd because they'll be all the same.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, come on. Next up, the game that won't die. Dust, special edition characters and novel. So what's this all about?
They are releasing novels, and they are releasing two limited edition character pack. One for the Allies, the Rangers, and one for the Axis, the Blutkreuz. My German is probably really bad. So they are two
the apes, right? Yeah.
It's not just apes. It's a human with three different armed apes. That they are probably character from the novel. Same thing for the Rangers, and they when you buy them, you buy one of the pack, and it comes with the novel. So.
Oh, cool.
New stuff. And they also come with cards for Dust Tactics and Dust Battlefield.
Yeah, so that's the Blutkreuz or whatever. That's what Yom plays. That's the Apes and Weird Science Division.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's where the zombies and everything else are, too. And I think the character, I'm looking at the models now, I think that character that comes with them is already a main character. There's maybe an alternate sculpt.
Oh, maybe.
With a different profile or something.
Yeah, I haven't played or looked closely enough at that game to know, so, but she's pretty cool. I find the Rangers pretty boring, but the Axis ones are pretty cool.
Well, the problem is the Rangers just look like World War II soldiers.
Yeah, but some of the characters in the Allies, do you have some, like the guy in the jumpsuits or stuff like that, they have more character. Those
are... No, I'm saying this particular unit just looks like regular U.S.
That
soldiers.
One, looks boring.
Yeah. Well, if you've got a historical penchant, I mean...
For sure.
Anyway. But I see your point. They're not as exciting as cybernetic apes.
For sure. Or even the it's a female character, I think.
For the Blutkreuz or whatever?
Yeah.
Yes.
The human character in the pack is all animated in a flowing pose. The other... The Rangers are all just standing, so
yeah.
Even the pose is less inspiring.
True enough. All right, next, Privateer Press new releases this month, including my Growler.
Yeah, finally.
Finally, I can have a Growler. I've been spending the last couple days working on Karchev lists with the Growler in it, so
you can have it now.
Well, I tried to go buy one this weekend, but they were not in stock. So, so I don't know when the exact release date was, but whenever it was...
Earlier this week.
Okay, so it's this week. So hopefully for next week, it'll be out. Or on the weekend or whatever, when I get back to the store. So yeah, the Growler's coming out. That guy's going to be awesome.
A bunch of other units. There's a repack of the Steeled Arbaldiers.
The Dunian Knot.
Yeah, those are awaited by the Troll Blood players. They're a cool unit.
Baby got back. That's all I'm going to say. I also like the Bog Trog Trawler.
Mm-hmm.
With the harpoon gun.
The fat Bog Trog. That's a 40mm blaze. And all Bog Trogs up to now had been smaller models on 30mm. So.
Yeah. And I have to admit, I really also like Hutchuk.
Mm-hmm.
The Ogryn Bounty Hunter. A lot of people were giving like flack on this model.
Yes.
And I don't know why. I think he looks cool.
Me too.
I like the fact you've got a couple choices for the head. You know, with the gas mask down or up. His weapon's maybe not the best looking thing in the world, but the rest of him, I think, is pretty sweet.
Yeah, if I remember correctly, people were complaining because it's looking like a model from 40K or something like that. And they were bashing the non-creativity of Privateer Press.
How do they figure that looks like 40K?
Because I don't remember which... It was a comparison to another model. I think it was a 40K model, but I'm not sure exactly. But yeah, I don't see it.
I mean, even if the model's in the same pose,
mm-hmm.
It's a walking forward pose with a weapon and a grenade in the other hand. Yeah, I mean, come on.
That's pretty standard. And it looks War Machine.
It the aesthetic of the model itself.
You have the steel head, studded leather, padded leather armor.
And the steel head helmet, too.
Yeah. And even the shoulder pads look like War Machine stuff, like Kador inspired or Mercenary inspired. So it's a War Machine model, pure and simple.
Yeah, for sure. I think people are just too picky. I think people just like to complain. That's the biggest problem.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So to reiterate, Yeagroller. moving on. Dark Age. So Cool Meteor Knot has released some new Dark Age stuff. And, you know, we were talking about this before we started recording. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they're neat models, but the aesthetic of the game has changed so much in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like Dark Age anymore. It doesn't have that whole kind of Mad Max feel.
No, especially the human faction, they look all clean and cybernetic now.
Which makes me think Wild West Exodus or something. Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. You know, the mechanical bull with the guns mounted on it, and I don't know. Again, they're nice models. I just think it's too bad the aesthetic of the game changed so much.
Yep. Totally agree. I like the Scorpions, though.
Yeah, maybe they're just trying to...
The Scorpius.
Maybe they're just trying to find an aesthetic that sells the miniatures better, because I know it's a line suffered over the years.
Yes.
Sales have not been good on it, so... Anyway. So, yeah. That's it for the non-crowdfunding stuff. So moving into the Kickstarter and crowdfunding news items, we've got Warplock Miniatures, who has released Ark World, the Battle for Troll Bridge, the box starter set. So this is a four-player starter, right?
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Price is pretty reasonable for a four-player game. Can't really complain on that. And the sculpts are interesting because the humans are kind of on the okay side. They're just humans, but I like their halflings. I think they have an interesting look.
Yes,
it's very different, and they're
same thing for the greenskins.
I was gonna say the orcs. I don't know if they're called orcs in this. And the troll is kind of a classic look to it.
Yes.
So. It's interesting.
They are called Bayou Orcs, which are Bayou Orcs, probably.
Yeah, I'm thinking Bayou Orcs.
And Boglins.
So. Judging by the clothes they're wearing and stuff.
Yep. This one is a mini Kickstarter. It's only running for a week and has been already running for a couple of days. So you'll have only 2 days left or 3 days left when the podcast is released. So if... Ark World will interest you. Go fast because this one is ending on March 4th. So
yep. So ends on this Friday. It's already funded. It's at 9,000 pounds of 3,000, which is goal. So check it out. If nothing else, get some cool sculpts.
Yep.
All right. Next up, Redbox Games, Warbands of the Cold North, an epic Viking 28 millimeter miniature set. This is totally not aimed at Frostgrave.
That wink, wink. And Saga, I would say.
Yeah. Totally not for those. Actually, they even say that there's random warbands for other games. They make no illusions.
No, they have... Redbox has always been doing generic miniatures for other games.
Yep.
Or RPGs or war games, so it's nothing new. What's new is them launching a plastic set.
Yep. And the plastics look pretty good. And there's a lot of variety. So one box of Warriors gives you 15 models. And you've got six unique designs for heads. You get 18 heads in the package. You get three of each, basically. Is that right? Three sixes, right? Yes. Okay, I guess to do basic math. Excellent. 15 bodies, and then you get 18 weapon options. So six unique designs of weapons. It seems like a good value.
Yes.
I mean, it's what, $45 US for 15 plastic miniatures?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, how do you really go wrong with that?
And Redbox are doing really good sculpts usually, so they will not be flat.
I mean,
Detailless models. Well, we don't know with the final plastics, but usually.
That's not even five Space Marines, $45, right? So it's a good deal. It's a very good deal. So that ends Saturday, March 12th. And it's not looking so good in the funding part, though. It's only at 11,500 of its 40,000 goal. So that's pretty rough. So we need more people to back this so people can get cheap warbands for Frostgrave. Just saying. Last but not least, Winterdale 2, the Medieval Fantasy Citadel Collection. So this is interesting, as this is a Kickstarter that you back.
An Indiegogo campaign, in fact.
That's right, Indiegogo. Sorry, the original one was a Kickstarter. This is now Indiegogo. But you don't get ship product. Well, not really.
You get STL files. Is that the right extension? I think so. And for people who don't know, STL files are what you get for 3D printer.
That's right. So then you can go to a friend's or a contract 3D print place and get them to print your scenery that you have the files for.
Yes.
So it's a pretty neat concept. If we had a good local 3D printer company here, mm-hmm. I'd be tempted. I really would be.
There's probably one.
I looked a little while ago. I couldn't really find anything, but it's probably worth checking again. Mm-hmm. Stuff like that will be cropping up all over as 3D printers become more and more ubiquitous. So, yeah, it's just a great idea, right? Printable terrain.
Yeah, and there's a lot of variety in what you get or what you can get.
Absolutely. So you make some cool medieval tables. You know, if you're trying to do a tournament or something and you need a lot of terrain.
That would be a good way to go.
Yeah, and it seems to scale pretty well, too, because they've got shots of it down to 15 millimeter, all the way up to its full-size 28. So, and the 3D concept art, like the 3D models look really nice. The detail levels are good. And that's everything from castles to trees to bridges, you know, houses, inns, blacksmiths, stables, you name it. And there's a lot of little cool stuff in here. I may have to go exploring this a little bit more, too. Danger. And, let's see, when does this end? This ends in 10 days.
So March 10.
Yes.
Indiegogo doesn't have a clear... They don't...
End date, yeah.
Show the exact end date. They only say how many days are left, so you need to do the math yourself.
Exactly. But yeah, this is also funded. And what's cool is if you back the first Kickstarter, there's a pledge level in this to let you to get all the unlocks from this Kickstarter. So that's kind of nice.
Yes.
All right. Well, I think that finishes the news for this week.
It does.
So do you have anything to say in closing, Antoine?
Nope.
All right. Well, then I guess we'll sign off.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Read our blog at geeksofthenorth.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth. Or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, on Twitter at PRFilio. And Antoine at Eltonio Berg. See you in 2 weeks, geeks.
Thank you for checking out United Geeks Network Family Member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to unitedgeeksnetwork.com where you will find Geeky Voyage, a geek and pop culture blog that explores a variety of fandoms and many pop culture favorites from film, television, music, and various other topics, with liberal doses of humor, quirky musings, and heavy fangirling thrown in. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at unitedgeeksnetwork.com.